It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Wearing a mask on New York City's subways, buses, taxis is no longer required. The MTA even has a cheeky ad that spoofs its own previous mask guidance, telling riders, you do you when it comes to how to properly wear a mask. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports not everyone is cheering the change.
Waiting in a motorized wheelchair for a subway in Flatbush, Brooklyn, Kara Leibowitz says she had one feeling when Governor Kathy Hochul dropped the mask mandate.
I was honestly horrified.
Leibowitz has cerebral palsy as well as asthma, which means she's at high risk for COVID-19 complications. She's 30 years old and can't afford to take taxis everywhere, so she rides the subway, masked up, like on this day, where she's going to meet her roommate for lunch in Manhattan. Leibowitz takes issue with the MTA's new guidance about masking, a lighthearted poster that reads, you do you.
Your decisions could seriously disable or even kill somebody from COVID. People are still dying from COVID, and you know, lots of people are getting long COVID.
The MTA is one of the last transit agencies in the country to drop a mask requirement. But experts, including the CDC, still recommend people wear masks on transit. People with weakened immune systems and senior citizens could also be put at risk by the new guidance. Johns Hopkins estimates about 1 in 16 U.S. adults is immunocompromised. MTA Chairman Jan Olieber says he's just following the latest public health guidance.
The epidemiologists and the health professionals have given their blessing to going to mask optional.
Joe Rappaport is executive director of the Brooklyn Center for Independence of the Disabled. He had urged the state's health commissioner and the governor not to drop the mandate.
The MTA told me, well, the commissioner endorsed this, so what's the problem? And obviously that's ridiculous. This was a political decision, not a decision that protects the health of transit riders.
And with winter coming, some experts believe if there is another surge in cases, it'll be harder to get the public to start masking again. Bruce Y. Lee is a professor of health policy and management at the City University of New York School of Public Health.
You know, will people start saying, well, you know, you said you do you, or you said it doesn't really matter. So it's not really looking at the long-term effects.
Still, more than 2 years into the pandemic, others say people have already made up their minds on when and where to wear a mask. And nothing the MTA says will change that. Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.
Have you ever worn a mask? Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2.